Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beatty. It's Friday, December 19th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
This is about achieving consensus and an agreement.
EU leaders agree Ukraine finance deal and CareDoc pay dispute resolved just in time for Christmas. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, EU leaders have agreed to provide Ukraine with a 90 billion euro interest-free loan, but stop short of using frozen Russian assets. The cash will help fund its war effort and economic needs for the next 2 years. It will only need to be repaid once Moscow has paid reparations. Alexei Pushkov is a Russian senator.
From this moment, we will consider the European Union not just as a side which is supporting Ukraine, but as a side which is directly taking part, not only by sending armaments and financial support, but also by extradicting what belongs to Russia.
A pay dispute between CareDoc and the HSE has been resolved by agreement. That's according to the health minister, but unions say they have yet to receive a formal offer. News Talk's Clina O'Dwyer reports.
A 24-hour strike was held yesterday at CareDoc in a pay dispute. Unions say the HSE has provided more than €600,000 to the company to fund an 8% increase, but staff claim it has not been applied to their wages. However, last night the Health Minister, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, said the pay dispute was resolved and should lead to CareDoc responding positively to the concerns of its staff and make appropriate remuneration payments that will result in the end of the industrial action. But the Irish Nurses and Midwives organisation responded, saying unions have not received a formal offer from the company, so the dispute is not resolved. It says it'll await the details of discussions between the HSE and CareDoc that the unions, the INMO and SIPTU were not party to.
A day of reflection has been announced in Australia on Sunday to honour the 15 victims of the Bondi Beach shooting. A 10-year-old girl was among those killed when a father and son opened fire at a Jewish festival. The country's prime minister is also making plans with the Jewish community to hold a national day of mourning in the new year. Anthony Albanese has also announced a national gun buyback scheme in the wake of the terror attack.
The largest buyback since the Howard government initiated one in 1996. We expect hundreds of thousands of firearms will be collected and destroyed through this scheme.
Fresh images from Jeffrey Epstein's estate have been released the day before the US Justice Department is compelled to publish the full files. They feature young women with prose from the controversial Lolita book written on their skin. Bill Gates, Woody Allen and Steve Bannon are among the high-profile men in the pictures, but there's no suggestion of wrongdoing. Here's Sky's US correspondent James Matthews.
A number of images with Epstein himself in the company of what appear to be young females. What we don't have is any sign of Donald Trump. And bear in mind, Donald Trump emphatically denies any knowledge of Jeffrey Epstein's criminal behaviour or any involvement in that.
A man believed to be behind last weekend's shooting at Brown University in the US has been found dead. Two people were killed and others injured in the classroom attack on Rhode Island on Saturday. The suspect, a former PhD student there, was discovered inside a storage facility in New Hampshire. Police Chief Oscar Perez says no one else was involved in his death.
An individual was identified as Claudio Neves Valenti, and he was a 48-year-old man. He was a Portuguese national, and his last known address was in Miami, Florida.
Back home, the total number of houses due to be completed this year is estimated to be about 35,000. Figures from the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland reveal while finished houses show modest growth in the 12 months to September, levels are only slightly higher than in 2016. The number of finished houses was only 4% higher than the same time last year. Ali Uger, a chief economist with BPFI, says the number of houses being built is an improvement.
Our latest housing market monitor, which is published today, shows that the number of housing completions have increased slightly in the 12 months of September, up to around 33,000 units, which is an improvement. And we expect the full year's output to be around 35,000 units. Again, that's a significant improvement. But looking at the number of commencements, we don't see the same sort of positive signs beyond, especially around 2026.
The number of flu cases is expected to peak during Christmas week. That's according to the HSE, which says while the rate of growth is slowing down, infection rates are growing. Figures show more than 3,000 cases were reported in the week to last Saturday. Dr. Eamon O'Moore, Director of Health Protection at the HSE, is asking people to stay away from care homes and hospitals if they feel unwell.
We're coming into a time of year when people do enjoy seeing relatives and friends and often visiting people in hospital and care homes. But you'll be doing nobody a favour if you come and see them and bring them the unwanted Christmas gift of flu. So if you're unwell, please stay away from others, particularly those who are vulnerable. And that way we can help do our bit to reduce the transmission of flu to people that we love.
US President Donald Trump has signed an executive order reclassifying marijuana as a less dangerous drug. It's a major shift in federal policy that inches closer to what many states have done. The move wouldn't make it legal for recreational use across America, but easing regulation is designed to boost medical research. And in sport, Rory McIlroy has been named BBC Sports Personality of the Year. He completed a career Grand Slam this year by winning the Masters, the only major title that had eluded him, and helped Europe win the Ryder Cup. England's Women's Rugby World Cup winner Ellie Kildon was runner-up, with Formula One world champion Lando Norris third. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.